Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Got a question for you. Dr. Randy here. Got a question. You ready? Wherever you are, driving down the road across Metro Detroit or in Arizona, New Mexico, wherever across the country, or listening to our podcast, here's the question. Your parent, grandparent. Who or what is most intentional or being most intentional in the life of your children? Is it TikTok? Friends? Social media? Taylor Swift? That's a question, because here's the fact. Listen, we love you. We care for you. Want the best for you. Whoever's most intentional in the terms of their philosophy, their worldview into the life of your son or daughter is going to win. They're going to win. And so I was thinking this morning about this topic, and I want to share a few things with you, and then we're going to get to some calls about this. And at the end of the next 30 minutes, my heart desire is that you're going to be terribly encouraged, scared to death as a mom or dad, that you got to get on board in terms of raising those kids and being obedient to Scripture, but at the same time, knowing that you can do this with God's help and being the kind of parent that God intended. All right? Okay. Here's the deal. I was, Stephen, my producer here, sent me some articles that were written by our friend Kirby Anderson for a radio program they do called Probe, and it was based on some research that was done on American beliefs and worldview, and it got me thinking literally this morning coming into the studio. I wanted to talk about this, and he was quoting George Barna of the Christian Research Center at the Arizona Christian University, our friends in Phoenix, but George Barna, since 2020, the center has taken multiple surveys assessing the worldviews. What's a worldview? It's kind of like the way you see the world, right? It's your philosophy of life. Do you have a philosophy of life? Do you have a way of looking at life? But they've taken multiple surveys assessing the worldviews and the values of American adults. In 2023, Barna released a book entitled American Worldview Inventory, looking at the worldview and so on in the United States. And here's what they found, that the vast majority of Americans do not possess a biblical worldview. Now, that's not a surprise. That's just sort of reality, I guess. Equally disturbing, he goes on to say, at a parenting level, most, quote, do not even have the worldview development of their children on the radar. That raises the question, when you think about it, on the radar of parents and grandparents today, do we have a picture of how we want to raise our kids and the worldview that we have and we hold to that we want to share with our kids? There are so many distractions. They go on to say, to make things worse for the future, most evangelical parents fall into the same category as other parents, sporting a fractured, inconsistent worldview with no intentional, they use the word, no intentional plan to impart their worldview or any other worldview to their children. Que sera, sera. Is what the research is showing now. I pray that isn't for you. Probably isn't, because you care about this. You're listening. But this is where the world are. World is. And Barna found that 2/3 of parents of preteens claim to be Christian, but only 4% of them possess a biblical worldview. What's interesting is he found that 94% of these parents were classified by Barna as syncretists, meaning they synchronize all the different religions and kind of put it into one big pot. We kind of mix it up, and then we decide what our philosophy, whatever's most dominant, kind of percolates to the surface, instead of having a biblical worldview, right? Not just a religious worldview. All right. Why do I say all that? Because there's a way that you and I as parents can be intentional, and grandparents can be intentional with those precious little kiddos that we have in our possession for a while, and then they're gone, right? And it's not that we're going to get them saved, and it's not that we can be the best parents in the world and that they're going to accept Christ. We don't know. I mean, that's between them and God ultimately. But certainly I want to be the one that sets the platform, sets the plate, as it were, so they're prepared to be able to make that decision in their life. I can't make it for them, and you can't either. And so I tell you what, we need each other. We are a community of believers here at Intentional Life Media, Family Life Radio, and you're in the Christian station here we're listening to. We're Christians, we're believers, we're followers of Christ at different levels. Some mature, some you're just getting started, and some of you are just searching. That's fine. We're all in this together. But here's the question, and then I need your help. I'm opening the phone lines in about 20 seconds, and I'm asking for people from all around the country to answer this question. What one thing are you doing in your home with your kids or grandkids to teach them a worldview based on what your own worldview is? Or maybe you say, well, that's up to them. A lot of philosophy today, much of philosophy today is let them decide for themselves when they grow up. You know, they'll figure it out themselves. Wrong. Big mistake. And it's not biblical, by the way. And I'll show you where that comes from in a moment. But I need your help. I want you to help reach someone today, and you have a heart that's been pricked a little bit today and saying, hey, I know I need to shape up a little bit in this area in terms of really instilling and understanding what my worldview is and instilling that in the life of my kids, because they're getting so much in the way of influence. It's not that that influence is going to go away. It's just a reality of the world we live in. But I'll tell you what, whoever's noisiest in the ears of your kids tends to get their attention. And so what one thing are you doing to instill or bring into your home a biblical worldview? What is it? One thing. Give me a call. Phone line's open. And by the way, don't say, well, I go to church on Sunday. They'll do it. Pastors, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You get them for an hour a week maybe, and you got all the different kids and the different ages, and you're trying to keep them happy, and you're teaching, but that's not enough. And certainly, ultimately, the Bible teaches it's our responsibility as moms and dads and grandparents. So, all right, come and join us. One thing you're doing, one thing to help somebody else. Or maybe you grew up in a home where your parents did some right things, and you want to just give a shout out saying, hey, this is how I grew up. Give me a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Love to hear from you. All right, let's get to our callers. Let's go first we're going first to Indiana.
Hi, my name is Jillian, and the one thing that I've been doing intentionally is I'm a new mom, and when I sing to my daughter, I sing only like Sunday school songs so that she's constantly hearing about the love of Christ. Plus, when she's fussy and I'm frustrated, then I'm hearing it too, and it helps calm me down, and it helps calm her down.
All right. Thank you, Jillian, for leaving that on our comment line. We certainly enjoy hearing from folks all over the country. Jillian from Indiana, what's your one thing that you're doing intentionally in raising your kids to instill a worldview into their lives? Give us a call, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I'm calling from Central Alabama. I've listened to your program off and on over the last several years as I've traveled, and you have offered a lot to the listeners and the participants in your program, and I want to thank you. I want to tell you that when I first heard your initial broadcast for the first time a couple of years ago, new to me, I was highly skeptical because I'm always skeptical of people who offer advice and guidance because there's so much bad advice, unbiblical and non-biblical guidance offered these days. But I've grown to have a sincere and a deep appreciation and gratitude for your balanced view and balanced attitude and balanced approach toward offering compassion and guidance and biblically solid advice to the people who call in. People are grateful, very grateful for you. And I want you to be encouraged to continue to keep your focus biblically. So I just want to thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for your encouragement. We need it, and we're encouraged by it. And for those of you who take the extra step to say, we want to be a part of this journey because we know life is ridiculously short, 27,000 days, give or take, roughly, is what we're sort of promised, some less, some more, on this little ball spinning through the universe. And so we want to live our lives intentionally in Christ. And here's our mission. If you're new to this whole thing, it really comes down to these six or seven words. We want to help you experience your life. That would mean your kids, your marriage, your family, everything in your life. We want to help you experience your life as God intended, and God's intention is good for you. He loves you. As my pastor says, he's crazy about you. I like that. He's crazy about you. And he is. And so the question is, are you experiencing this thing of parenting that we're talking about the way God intended? And we want to give you a big encouragement, and lots of people do as well because they're calling like crazy to share an example. All right, you ready? You're a parent or grandparent? Let's hear the stories of people. Here's my one thing to get the worldview into the hearts of my kids. Pray for them and just pray that God will draw them to himself. 888-888-1717. Let's go. Carlos, first in Arizona. Appreciate your call, man. Go right ahead.
Thank you, sir, and good morning. And the one thing that I can think of that I tell my children are examples of when I was growing up and how I had to make a decision. And I tell them that those are the kind of things that they're going to have to go through so that when they face those situations, hopefully it sticks to make better decisions.
All right, so what do you tell them about making decisions?
Well, first of all, I tell them that they should always think of the Bible and what the Bible has to say about these things. And I tell them before it happens that they should already have a decision in their mind. So when it happens, for example, they're tempted maybe to do something they know they shouldn't, they already know how I feel about it and what I expect them to do. So it doesn't catch them by surprise that maybe their friends are going to tempt them to do things that they know they shouldn't.
Yeah.
And it doesn't catch them by surprise.
Yeah, we call that the decision before the decision around here. And that's important if you do that. And as we teach our kids, why shouldn't you be involved in sex outside of marriage? Why shouldn't you be taking drugs? Why should you expose yourself to things that are in entertainment today that is not going to be encouraging to your life, to your relationships, to your future? Why? Why? Because we're stuffy? Because we go to a conservative church? I hope that isn't the answer, because I ain't going to fly with kids. I ain't going to fly with anybody. It's because we need a worldview, and the worldview needs to come from a biblical understanding of what the Scripture teaches. And if the Bible is guiding me, if that's the key, and the Holy Spirit leading me, then I need to understand what it says. And it says things that will help us in these areas of life. All right. Practical example from Arizona. Thank you, Carlos. Let me go to Tim in Michigan. Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. What's your one thing?
One thing is I teach my grandkids and all my kids know my why.
Yeah. What is your why?
My why is by serving and giving from my heart. They see the kind and compassionate way that I give and serve from my heart. And I teach them that you have to have goals, dreams, and you got to know what your why is. And if you know what your why is, you put it, sprinkle it into everything that you do every day.
Where's God in all that? Where do you put God in the middle of your why?
It's because I serve on the weekend. I'm a producer. I'm always at church. We have three services. I'm at Northridge Church all the time. And my wife works there, and everybody asks me why, how long I've been working there. And I said, I don't work there. I'm a volunteer.
And why do you do that?
Years. Because that's where you get all your blessings.
All right.
I mean, the paycheck changes everything. When there's no paycheck, you don't have to worry about it. You just do it and serve from your heart, and you give to God.
So teaching your kids to serve, that they're here for a purpose.
That's right.
Yeah. And boy, I tell you, the kids growing up today, Tim, I don't know if they feel as much purpose. I mean, you look at what's going on in the world. Turn the news on this morning, like protests all over this country, war going on around the world. And I can see where kids checking out thinking, boy, I'm just going to bury myself in the next dance TikTok video. But teaching kids that they do have their why. I heard the statement, it was the way back in the 4th century BC, that there was the art of war, and he made a statement, the writer of that from China, he made the statement that a tactics without a strategy is the noise before defeat. And I thought, boy, that's really true. We live our lives with a lot of doing stuff. We call it unintentional living, without a sense of purpose, without a sense of goal and meaning and dreams and what does the Bible teach. And so in getting that instilled in the lives of our kids is huge.
Yeah, and I start the day at 4 o'clock every morning on the Bible. This is Mr. Tim from Detroit, the bus driver. And I'm fairly new to your station. I joined it with the fundraiser that you guys had last
thank
week
you
or so.
Appreciate it.
And I tell you what, I had over 300 kids on my bus. I had 12 hours yesterday. I had 4 schools and 2 field trips. Huh. And so they all get to know Mr. Tim, and they know what my why is. They see my heart.
And you know what? You know as well as I do, Tim, they got a lot of parents on that, the kids on that bus with homes that where they don't know their why, or their why is really messed up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, some of these kids I have more of a relationship with than some of their parents. Unfortunately, they're both working 2 jobs or doing something. Every morning I look in their eyes and say, good morning. Every day you get on the bus, how's your day? They have a problem, I know about it, and I pray over the seats every day. God's just good. But you got to know what your why is. You got to know what you're doing every day, and you got to get up and go and get it.
That's right, man. Listen, if you don't know what your why is, you're going to be chasing the wrong stuff in life.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I know that. I've been in that case before. So can't do it without Jesus. He's the biggest giver there ever was.
Amen. Glad you're listening. Hey, how'd you find us? How'd you find 93.1? How'd you find it?
I was at the prop shop and for church where we build everything. And I was driving on that day, the eclipse day. I'll never forget it. And I only had 1 school. And I was praying and in my car. And then you guys came up with, I hit 93.1. And they said, hey, we need $120. I'm thinking, okay, I can give $120. God, if you want to make this happen, give me the number. You gave me the number.
So you're saying you just found us, and then you called in to support right away.
Yeah, and then people were jumping on board, and who wants to get on Mr. Tim's bus and all that other stuff. It was a beautiful day.
That's fantastic. All right, well, I want to get on your bus. I'll tell you what, that sounds like the funnest bus in Detroit. All right. Welcome, Tim, to the family. Thank you for listening to 93.1, and thank you for reminding us. Listen, parents, you just heard the truth. If we don't give our kids a why, if you don't have a why, you're going to have a lot of what. What are we going to do today? And how are we going to do it? And at the end of the day, we call this unintentional living. You may be busy. You may be successful. You may be worth millions of bucks. You may be successful in your business. But you go to bed at night, and you're not quite clear about the why in your head. You got the what and how down, and you're successful at it. But without the why, that's an unintentional life. Some of you, on the other hand, you got that part. You got the why. You know what the why is, but you ain't so good about the how and the what and what I'm going to do. And we call that a good intentioned life, which is really, it's kind of a different term for procrastination. You know what you ought to do, but you just don't do it. Either one will lead to, I believe, ultimately to discouragement and mediocrity. And by the way, let's be clear here. I want to be very, very clear. Intentional living doesn't get you into heaven. But I'll tell you what, after you know the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit is in your life, intentional living is going to get you a lot closer to Him and a whole lot more peace and joy and purpose in your life as a parent or whatever you're facing. So, Tim, good reminder. All right, let's take a break. You want to join us? Lines are busy. We're going to continue right after the bottom of the hour because we want to continue to talk. But we'll be here for another 10 minutes or so live. And here's the question. Here's the question. In a world where kids are growing up without a biblical worldview, for sure, the stats support that. What are you doing? One thing to help your kids find their why, I suppose. In their life. Give us a call. 888-888-1717. I'll be right back.
I turn on intentional living with my husband, and just whatever has come up that day have just been spot on to what we were going through at that moment.
Intentional living with Dr. Randy Carlson made a difference in Felicia's life and marriage. And when you give, you help people like Felicia live an intentional life for Christ.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to content from Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give now and get Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings whenever you want.
To give and receive these life-changing resources, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Hey, thank you for your support, by the way. Big, huge help. When you join us in your monthly support for the ministry, we say thanks, and we also give you access. We'll send you a little password type of deal so you can get on the website and get into our exclusive site for members with all of our teaching and resources and so on that are available there to encourage you on your journey. And we just say thanks for your prayers and support. How do you do that? Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press that little number 2 button. It'll take you right up to the staff upstairs, okay? By the way, if you're willing to say for the next 30 days, I'm going to hear something today and on the second part of this show, which will air, I think, on Friday. I'm willing to do one thing for the next 30 days to get at it when it comes to building a better worldview in my kid's heart and mind. I'd love to send you something that I wear every day, and I have for many years. It's a one thing wristband. And it's just a wristband that says one thing on it. It's a reminder every day when I put it on, what's my one thing today? Maybe your one thing for 30 days is, as a parent or grandparent, to get really serious about this in your home and your life. Or you already are and you want to be reminded of it every day. I'll send it to you. It's free. Stephen just told me we have some available. All you have to do is come to our website. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com/WB for wristband, right? And we'll do that until we run out of them. All right. 888-888-1717. One thing, Megan in Texas. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
I appreciate your patience. What's your one thing?
Something we do in our house is whenever we come into a situation or a problem, we just ask each other, you know, what would Jesus do, or what would he want us to do in this moment?
And how do the kids respond to that when that comes up?
It actually works. You know, and a lot of times they'll even use it on me, and I'm like, okay, you know, you're right.
How old are your kids, Megan?
I have 6 kids from ages 7 to 14.
All right, so give us an example of something that might show up that you asked that question.
We could get daily, you know, so-and-so wants me to share, but I don't want to. Well, would Jesus want you to share? You know, would he want you to be kind in this moment? And yes. So
yeah.
that kind of thing to my teenagers, you know, dealing with girls at school and, you know, how would he want you to handle this, you know, compared to worldly way to his way.
That's good. You're doing a good job, Megan, when you do that. I would even encourage if parents do this, which, by the way, is excellent, you could add 2 things to that. One is, on some of the bigger issues in particular, you could say, okay, let's find out if that's true or not. Do a little research. See if there's a scripture that supports what you just said is something that God would have us do. And then talk about why would God want us to do that? What good comes from that? And not only what does he want us to do, which is obedience, but why that's a good thing to do, which is his blessing. You know, his blessing from being obedient. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for your call from... Where are you calling from?
I'm in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, in Lubbock. Okay, terrific. Yeah. Beautiful place. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I love West Texas. Lubbock. They talk different than I do. Right? You're from New Mexico, right?
Yes.
Just up the road.
Yeah, but I still say y'all.
Y'all? Okay. But no sweet tea.
No.
No sweet tea.
It's a little too sweet.
All right. Talking about one thing for our kids. Let's see. We have time. I think we have time to take one more, and then we'll continue on after the show. Let's go to Lee in Michigan. Hey, Lee. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Go right ahead. What's your one thing?
Well, currently my one thing is I will ask my two youngest grandchildren, who are 9 and 11, you know, what did they learn about in Sunday school? And they have servants' hearts, too. They both help out in Sunday school. Their mom trades off teaching Sunday school. And even with my oldest grandchildren who are married now, I made sure that they always got to Sunday school, even if I had to pick them up. So they've seen me. My youngest has seen their mom. They see me serving as well with the senior ministry, and they know what it's about. I mean, they aren't mature yet, but they know that God wants us to be servants and to help, and they're willing to do that as well.
That's great. I'll tell you what, it's a little bit over an extended period of time that makes a huge difference in the life of our kids. Lee, you know, what you're teaching is important. In fact, there's I told you I'd give you the biblical basis for this. If you go back to the book of Deuteronomy, you see this command to parents where God says, "These words which I am commanding you today shall be upon your heart." He's talking about the Ten Commandments, and he's talking about how do we live our lives. I mean, what God intends for us. And then he goes on to say, "You shall teach them diligently." Can I use the word intentionally? "You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall speak to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Not only your sons, but your daughters as well. "You shall teach them diligently to your sons and your daughters. Speak to them when you sit in your house, when you're walking by the way." Listen, some of the most powerful times with your kids is when you're walking by the way, in the car, doing a family thing, you're having an outing with your son or your daughter, just the two of you, to talk to them about life and what matters. When you lie down, hey, listen, how do you help your kids lie down at night? Pray with them? Do you send a vision for them? Do you talk to them about God? What a powerful time, but just before they close their eyes and sleep, to fill their minds at last moment with that reality. And then again, when they rise up in the morning, that's powerful. And then, of course, in the book of Ephesians, bring your children up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord, we're reminded. I'll tell you what, our lines have been busy. I want you to continue to call. We're going to continue right after this recording. It'll air Friday on the show. So here's the question. What one thing are you doing in your home to help your kids or grandkids get a biblical worldview? You don't have to be some big, profound, you don't have to be a preacher. In fact, that doesn't work. But what are you doing to teach your kids and give them a worldview for Christ? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Thank you for your support, your prayers. God bless you. Dr. Randy here, Intentional Living, part of Intentional Life Media.